As we enter more and more deeply into Holy Week, we do so in order to compassionate with our Lord. For as this week progresses, the evil men who wish to lay hands on him and deliver him up to his crucifixion become more and more united in their attempt to destroy the Christ. And so it is with great sorrow that we begin to compassionate our Lord, but we do so because we know that we too are responsible for his crucifixion. For he did not merely die for the sins of those men who dwelt on this earth before him, nor those men who were dwelling on earth with him, but he would die for the sins of all men because he truly loved us. And so, as we enter more into this week, while we enter it with a spirit of compassion for our Lord, there is also a joy because we silently reverence these mysteries, because these mysteries truly prove us that the mercy of God is something that is at the fingertips of all souls who will humbly submit themselves to the formation of Christ and do what he tells us. And so it is with great sorrow and with great joy that we continue this journey with the Lord. And so let us do it in a spirit of the Mother of God, who silently and reverently followed these mysteries from afar in order that she may cooperate in that mystery by which our Lord said he came to drink to the very dregs, so that where her presence would have given our Lord solace, she was not present. And when her presence would cause our Lord to suffer more, she was present, because she too truly understood this mystery, that she was to cooperate in a unique way with the crucifixion, death of our Lord, in order that we may truly have confidence in his mercy. And so all of these mysteries are done because our Lord wills to do so. And so he wills to do so in order precisely to convince us entirely that we need not fear his justice in this life if we have recourse to his mercy. And so, like Peter, we too have denied the Lord with our sins. But like Peter, we also can repent and have recourse to the mercy of God. And so let us always seek, by striving to live holy lives in accord with the teaching of Holy Mother Church, to show the Lord that we truly do wish to receive his mercy at the end of time, because we are sorry for our sins because of what they have done to this great Master. This great Master who took flesh in order that that flesh may be delivered up for the salvation of the world, so that the gates of heaven may be opened for each and every one of us. And so let us truly strive to glorify the Lord by that which most pleases him, to love him above all things in this life in order to receive him for all eternity in the life to come.
Fructum ventris tui.